I'm John Batchelor with Professor Michael Vorenberg. The book is Lincoln's Peace, The Struggle to End the American Civil War. The future is Ulysses Grant, General-in-Chief of the Army. The man at the time was untouchable. Untouchable. However, his personality was such, he's, as the professor reports, he's caught between these forces, Johnson, Stanton, and Wells, the Secretary of the Navy, who disregarded Stanton, thought he was a bully, actually suspected he wanted to be president. And Grant's in between all three of these. Now, and there are many more, I'm just naming three of the personalities, very strong. Grant is talked into going on the swing around the circle with Johnson. He regrets it. Johnson misbehaves all during those speeches. Did Grant learn from that about being president? Did Grant just shut his ears to it? Did he remember it afterwards, Professor?
Grant would be the next president after Johnson. I like to think he learned a lot about what not to do as president from Johnson. Grant would have his own problems as president of a different sort as president. He would get he'd get involved in scandals. Mainly his inferiors would get involved in scandals. And that has to do, I mention that because to my mind, one of the reasons why Grant ends up being known, his presidency is known for being wreaked by scandal, is that Grant is loyal to a fault, to the people who have been loyal to him. And I say to a fault because it ends up getting him in trouble as president. But now if we go back in time to 1865-66, that loyalty is crucial. Grant is very loyal to Lincoln. Now here comes a new president, Johnson. Grant is a soldier. He is loyal to the commander-in-chief. That is his first duty. Ulysses Grant is the most popular man in America by the summer of 1865. People love him. There are crowds wherever he goes. People are gifting him everything, new houses. It becomes an embarrassment. He doesn't want to take all these things. So he's far more popular than Andrew Johnson or anyone else for that matter. And so he finds himself in an interesting position. He is loyal to Johnson, and he wants to be a good American leader, and he is. But meanwhile, he's having to deal with people who are at odds with one another. You mentioned Gideon Wells. Well, Wells is much more on the side of Johnson, but Stanton, who is the Secretary of War and therefore the cabinet officer closest to Grant, Stanton hates Johnson, hates Wells. Wells hates Stanton. And so here's poor Ulysses Grant, who's caught in the middle, but he has tremendous power. If he takes somebody's side over another person's, that's going to make a difference. And he knows that. So he has to be careful. He doesn't want to disrupt the Union government by putting the people on one side instead of the other. And so he's got to thread the needle. And he does the best he can. He gives speeches. And he supports the Union government. He himself gives speeches that say the war is over, that we should celebrate the end of the war, including a farewell address to the army that has powerful words suggesting that the war is truly over. That's an irony because when he runs for president in 1868, his slogan is going to be, "Let us have peace," which then says, "Hey, peace doesn't exist yet." So he knows that peace doesn't really exist. He's trying to move the nation forward and trying to do so amidst hostile parties on all sides. So now when we get to the fall, or I should say late August of 1866, Johnson has issued this proclamation saying the war is over. Now he's going to go on a speaking tour, a swing around the circle through the northern cities, especially what we call the Midwestern cities, Cleveland, Chicago, et cetera. And he asks Grant to go with him. A very smart move by Johnson because Grant is popular. Who can possibly deny Johnson a good crowd and support if Grant is there on the stage? Grant doesn't want to go, but he goes because he's loyal and knows that this is his job. And then he's witness to how awful a president Johnson is because Johnson in these speeches, he goes off script rather than sticking to the script, which says the war is over, asking the states to stand against the 14th Amendment. That's a whole nother story. He goes off script and he starts denouncing Republicans, the radicals, by name. Wendell Phillips, Thaddeus Stevens. Why not hang these two people? And at every speech, he gets worse and worse. And it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to the administration. It's embarrassing to Grant, who stands there. So I think, what does Grant learn? Well, Grant learns that Johnson is not a good person to be loyal to. And when push comes to shove, which it will in the months to come, between Johnson on one side and Secretary of War Stanton on the other, Grant will end up siding with Stanton.
He didn't. Indeed, he did. Lincoln's Peace, The Struggle to End the American Civil War. Michael Vorenberg is the author. I'm John Batchelor.